Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about research being paid for by checkoff dollars. Jennifer Nielsen joining us again in just a moment.
It is morning in America. Let's say it's a Wednesday. The first Wednesday of the month, to be more specific. Soon, alarms will go off in communities across this great land, as happens on the first Wednesday of every month. It is a test. There is no emergency. Or is there? Could this actually be a siren call to the cattle industry throughout this great land that bovine viral diarrhea virus, commonly known as BVDV, indeed represents an emergency? And now one strain, type 1B, grows into an even greater threat. Day by day, week by week, first Wednesday of the month by first Wednesday of the month, type 1B threatens every animal's performance. Ask your veterinarian about incorporating Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP into your protocols. They are the only vaccines specifically labeled for today's most prevalent BVDV strain and provide relentless protection. Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP available every day, not just Wednesdays.
Jennifer Nielsen has a world of experience when it comes to marketing efforts. In the middle of 2021, she took over as the Senior Vice President for Global Marketing and Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, working with most of the checkoff programs in those two areas. And when it comes to research, she says there's some great things going on for the cattle industry, for the beef producers that are helping them tell the story back to consumers.
You know, I think the one that comes to mind, although there's so many, the first one that comes to mind is a study that we are just rolling out actively in market now, which is all around the baby's first food and the importance of beef for the different properties of beef that young children need and are often depleted in the diets of today, particularly as people have the beliefs around eating more vegetables and things like that. And so some of the recent data not only tells us that beef is extraordinary for babies starting at 6 months of age, but also we've learned about what the mothers and fathers believe about beef. It really isn't that it's not good for the baby, but that it's a choking hazard. And so because of that research, we've been able to create messaging and education for physicians and other health professionals to begin to talk about the different forms of beef that is safe for babies and also the nutritional benefits. And so we've been able to, in 3/4 of the states across America, we now have toolkits in the doctor's offices and in the birthing centers. And then, of course, that is coupled with a digital campaign to the consumers. So it's very exciting to be able to have the resources from the checkoff to not only do the research, but then move into working with physicians and health professionals and do the consumer part of that as well. And that's, you know, when you can do all of that at the same time, that's when a campaign can really make an impact in a market.
What are some things that you're starting to come to your mind, or you're starting to kind of coalesce around as far as strategy heading out in the days, in the weeks, months, years ahead?
Strategically thinking, I really think there's an opportunity for us to get more connected at the state level. As you know, the Federation of State Beef Councils includes 44 qualified beef councils from across the country. And in my mind, and in the minds of the states, as I've learned from them, these are all like extensions of the work that we're doing as a national contractor, and really the primary contractor of the beef checkoff. And so as we look forward, I'm really interested in coming together with the states as well as with NCBA to drive a 3-year national strategy so that we can come together in a more coalesced way and get more traction for that checkoff dollar, the checkoff dollar that goes to the state and the checkoff dollar that goes through CBB. So very excited about that from a strategic standpoint. And then the other that I think has a lot more sizzle to it, we're just about to announce here in the next couple of hours that we have signed a spokesperson deal with Tony Romo. So we're very excited about our work with him and just how aligned he is with beef. beef, specifically nutrition, right, eating experience. And so as we look forward to the coming year, using somebody of his stature in the campaigns that we're doing and connecting it with states in that extension, I believe that we'll be able to really raise the bar with people's recognition and understanding of beef and all of its value.
NCBA's Jennifer Nielsen. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Mike and Annie Schweitzer invite you to the Spring Bull Sale at Quartermaster Creek Angus coming up Wednesday, February 23rd, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Selling will be 142-year-old bulls as well as several commercial females carrying QC genetics. Come and bid in person or watch and bid on CCI Live, catalogs, videos, and more available at quartermastercreek.com. That's quartermastercreek.com. Quartermaster Creek Angus Bull Sale, February 23rd. Quartermaster Creek, real life, real beef.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.